Bava Basra, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav. This Mishnah continues to discuss which items or activities in somebody's chatzer is considered to be a chazaka when it's not. It seems primarily the cases in this Mishnah are dealing with where I have a house or a chatzer next to my friend's chatzer, not so much in a case of shutfim. But Hamar Zev ain't lo chazaka. Amar Zev is what we would call a downspout. At the end of a gutter, there's a downspout that brings water down into from the gutter. It has no chazaka. And what that means is, the Gemara says, that you can change the direction of it. And the person, just because my downspout has had a certain direction within your chatzer for a certain period of time, that is no indication that I have the right to maintain it that way. And the person who owns the chatzer, he can change it in whatever direction he wants. However, the Mishnah says, "V'yesh l'makom chazaka," it's makom, it's space, and that is to say, the downspout itself, I do have a chazaka on. In other words, it's been once I've had that chazaka, and once I've had the downspout there, I can retain the downspout there. Now, hamaschila, what we would call a gutter, yesh lo chazaka. Yesh has a chazaka. That is to say, if the fact that my gutter is extending into your chatzer, I have a chazaka on that. That it's been that way. I can retain it that way. The Mishnah now distinguishes between two different types of ladders. That if I have a ladder of a certain type of ladder in your chatzer leading, let's say, to my roof. One of them has a chazaka, one of them does not. Sulam HaMitzri. A Sulam HaMitzri is a small ladder. The Egyptian ladder apparently was small. And if somebody puts it into his friend's chatzer in order to be able to get to his gag and to get to his roof, or let's say his dovecote, his shovach, ain lo chazaka, that has no chazaka, because it's not an item of kvias, of permanence. And therefore, it could be that the person who owns the chatzer, he wasn't makbid, he didn't care. But no, he can change his mind and decide that he cares. Velatzori, but if it's a ladder that's from Tzor, which is a place where they had big and more permanent ladders, the Yeshul Chazaka, because it's a permanent item. Therefore, if I've had it in your chatzer and you haven't complained, that's a proof that you've given me the right, either through a gift or through a sale, that I can keep my sulam there. We also now distinguish between two different types of windows, and that is to say that there are some windows that I have the right to have the window. And at the same time, that means that since I have the right to have the window, you, the person who owns the chatzer where the window opens into, doesn't have the right to build a wall against it, because that ruins the purpose of my window. So it depends what type of window it is. A chalon ha-mitzris, a mitzri, Egyptian chalon, Egyptian window, which is small and not permanent, ein lo chazaka, that has no chazaka, and therefore the owner of the window cannot say, well, I've established that I have a window here, and you can't build a wall that would be against it, because the owner of the chatzer can say, listen, I only permitted you to open that window because it didn't bother me, but now it gets in my way, and therefore I want you to close it up. But a tsori type of window, which is permanent, which is a fixed window, that has a chazaka, and it's the type of thing that it could potentially bother the person who owns the chatzer, because you could be using that large window to look in on me, and I allowed that to be there, so that shows that I must have sold you or given you the right officially to keep it, and therefore I can't stop you from having it, and I cannot build against it, which would get in your way of your window. The Mishnah now asks, "Ezo hi chalon hamitzris? What is the shear? What's the size of a chalon hamitzris, which is small, and therefore does not have a chazaka? Kol she'ein rosho shel adam yochel ikonis l'socha. Anytime that it's not large enough for a person to stick his head through it." Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Im yesh lo malbein." If it has a frame around the window, even if the person's head cannot fit into it, it is a chazaka, because that's a sign of permanence. Now, the Gemara tells us that we're only discussing a scenario where the purpose of this window is for air, for providing air, or that you want to be able to look at it and to be able to look out onto your garden or your orchard and make sure everything's okay. But if the purpose of the window is to allow light to come into the house, even if it's very small, it has a chazaka, and the owner of the chatzar cannot build against it or seal it up. Now the Mishnah talks about a ledge from my house that's extending into your chatzar. So the Mishnah says, haziz, this ledge, ad tefach, if it's the size of a tefach or more, yesh lo chazaka, it has a chazaka, which means that if I've had this ledge extending into your chatzar, it's a sign that you allowed me to do that on a permanent basis, and you can't stop me. V'yachol limchos, but at the same time, when I first bring out this ledge that's over a tefach or more, you can protest and say, I don't want to allow it. And if it's been allowed, it's a clear sign that you obviously do not care. Pachos mitefach, but it's less than a tefach, ein lo chazaka, so it doesn't show that I have been given the right to keep it there. V'eino yachol limchos, and at the same time, when I want to take out, or I should say extend a ledge into your chatzar, initially, you can't protest because it's so small, it doesn't really cause you any damage.